Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll continue to infiltrate.
State-sponsored terrorism is crossing our border, sponsored by the United States, the United Nations, and countries that traditionally sponsor terror.
The reality is that the terrorism threat has been elevated throughout 2023, but the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening now. This is an emergency situation. The globalists are manipulating us from behind the scenes to bring in a global crisis so Biden can cancel the election and they can use the war as the pretext for claiming that that's why the economy has imploded, so the globalists don't get the blame. They can be the saviors and bring in their new central bank digital currency, the ESGs and more.
But it's not just Hamas. As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil.
I was like, wow. So the Islamic Republic is that close to me, even here? In Brooklyn, and this is the nature of the Islamic Republic, kidnapping their dissidents and executing them.
The cyber targeting of American interests and critical infrastructure that we already see conducted by Iran and non-state actors alike, we can expect to get worse if the conflict expands, as will the threat of kinetic attacks.
What new tactics do hackers have up their sleeves? Will they use more ransomware to hold data hostage? Or cyber spying and espionage to access secret information? And more importantly, is the U.S. actually prepared to defend itself?
Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Hezbollah has publicly expressed its support for Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
If you count both terms of the Obama administration and the Trump administration, that was 6 million people that illegally crossed the border. Under this president, in less than 3 years, not 12, in less than three, we now have had more than 6 million people illegally cross the border.
Your job would be a whole lot easier if this year we hadn't encountered 169 people on the terror watch list. Now, Mr. Secretary, I want a number. How many people have you let into this country?
I should also comment.
I'll give you the number. It's about 6 million. About 1.7 million as known gotaways. Now, again, we don't know who these people are. We just know that they've come to this country and they're residing somewhere.
Senator, you speak of encounters, and let me...
My questions? Where did these 6 million people go? Are you keeping track of them? To what extent do we have a handle on where these 6 million people are in America?
Senator, as you well know, when an individual is indeed released, they are released into immigration enforcement proceedings and are subject to removal if they do not have a legal basis to remain in the United States.
You're not answering the question. Where do these people reside?
If those numbers seem jaw-dropping, consider that 9/11 was committed by just 20 terrorists. 20 terrorists are only 0.0012% of Biden's 1.7 million known gotaways.
Your question to suggest that that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
You have employees who are celebrating genocide, and you are saying it's despicable for me to ask the question?
The Biden administration treason will be responsible for an unthinkable yet imminent Islamic conquest. Ask yourself, why else would millions of illegal military-aged men from 96 countries presently roam the interior of the United States with
radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From Syria. You're from Syria too?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us. Okay, okay. Where are you going?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. You?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Columbus.
Columbus.
Texas.
Texas.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
Texas.
Texas.
New York.
New York.
California.
California. Chicago. You?
Michigan.
Michigan. You?
New York.
New York. You?
New York.
New York. You?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. You?
New York.
New York. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. We are here for the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host for the evening, Royce White. I can't be more happy, more honored, in a better place at a better moment in American history than right here with you this evening for another incredible Alex Jones Show. I want to thank the entire InfoWars team for calling on me, the Hatchet Man, to fill in for the great Alex Jones tonight. I want to say thank you to Alex Jones. What an incredible honor, as always. You know, when you get a call, when you get a message, a text message from a great patriot like Alex Jones, it can't help but brighten up your day a little bit. And I'm glad that he's in good spirits, and everybody that's descending down to try and take people out like him from speaking the truth that is now coming to fruition. And you saw a little bit of it there with the cold open. We have a massive, massive crisis, a massive, massive what looks like invasion of the United States southern border and many other places as well, probably. I mean, who knows the full extent of this border crisis? You have some Democrats who won't even call it a crisis. They won't even say that the border is not secure, that, you know, the Ayanna Pressleys of the world want to say, hey, this is just a humanitarian crisis. And for a long time, the narrative was these despot nations in Central and South America are tyranny, poverty, our persecution, our all of the things that socialist, despot, autocrat type governments and regimes create. These things were causing the native or indigenous people of those lands to flee those lands in pursuit of a better life here in America. And at the same time, they say, hey, America is one of the most white supremacist, evil, historical countries in the entire world. But yet everybody wants to come here. Everybody needs to come here. Not only do they want to come, they need to come to our country. And then slowly but surely, over time, the face of this humanitarian crisis, as they put it, quote unquote, because I don't believe in that rhetoric, but the face of the very face of this humanitarian crisis has changed. And now it's Middle Easterns, people from Syria, people from Lebanon, people from Jordan, people from all of these different countries in the Middle East. Now, I sit here in Minnesota in a very, very, very big Somali immigrant population ourselves, and I think to myself, why are these people coming to our country? I don't understand.
I'm almost at a loss for words. Not only am I at a loss for words for just how unsecure our border really is, but how people are willing to accept it. And then I think back to my conversations with my great friend Jason Whitlock or anybody else who I've had the privilege to sit down with. And when I say that we live in a jerk-off society, I mean it. And you out there in the InfoWars audience, you've been called the crazy ones. You've been the one, you've been the recipient of conspiracy theorists. And they call me it now, even for simply hosting the show. Well, is it really a conspiracy theory anymore? Our southern border is wide open. We have copious amounts of illegal immigrants coming in the country, all on the precipice of world war. And that's what I really want to talk to you about this evening. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it. And look, I don't have notes. I'm one of those strange characters who can get up here and talk for 2 hours. Maybe I talk too much. Maybe I have too much to say. Maybe I think too much of my own opinion. But for the next hour and a half to 2 hours, I get to share that opinion with you. And I'm not here to give you a pitch. I'm not here to tell you an answer. I'm here to, one, ask the right questions, and two, hopefully inspire you to consciously decide what role you're going to play as a citizen in the future of this great republic, because the time is now, and citizens are going to have to make that choice right now, maybe more than any time in American history. So I posted on my Twitter the other day, I said, listen, no more forever wars. Bottom line in the discussion. And I had somebody respond, and they said to me, well, sometimes war finds you. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's true. Sometimes war does find you. This ain't one of those moments, folks. This is not one of those moments where war is just finding us. This is the result. This is the culmination. This is the climax of a post-World War II democratic liberal order that staked its entire plan, its entire format, its entire agenda on the idea that we needed to intermingle our markets globally with other rising powers, with other regimes, with other governments and economies. And with that, those economies, those governments, those regimes would be more accepting, would be more amenable to the idea of democracy and freedom, that we would westernize all these nations, whether it was China after Nixon and his whisperer Kissinger went in the 70s, or it was the Middle East in the 80s and 90s, or it was Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union, or any of these places. Their whole pitch was, no, democracy is the best thing in the world. There's no better system than democracy. It's something everybody would want. That's why it's called the post-World War II democratic liberal order. And they thought, in their arrogance, in their elitist, narcissistic, self-centered, self-absorbed worldview, Atlanticist worldview, that everybody wanted to be like America. And hey, people should want to be more like America, but it's what America they really want to be like. And really, even more so, what America did we go and pitch to them? What America did we go sell them? Did we go to them with a ministry, with a message, with evangelical gospel and guide to how to create a better nation? Or did we go to tyranny-ridden nations and play fast and loose with the truth and promote democracy as an international peacekeeping effort, while really we decided to siphon off natural resources, national resources for some of them? We decided to use democracy as a Trojan horse to go into other nations and siphon off their resources and steal their resources, when in fact we never needed to in the first place. We have everything we need here in this country, and we always have had everything we need in this country. And some people out there, even within the conservative movement, have held quarter for all of these neocon globalists who will tell you that our national interest is somewhere out there. It's right there in Afghanistan. It was right there in Iraq. And at a moment in time, it was there in Libya, and now it's there on the border of the Ukraine and Russia. And soon it's going to be there in Taiwan and the entire Indo-Pacific. And before you know it, we will fall just like the Roman Empire fell before us. You think it's by accident? You think it's by accident that the American government, that the American military is out over its skis? This is exactly how Rome fell. They guarded every military outpost. way out there, way, way beyond the heart of Rome, guarding all these military outposts. And for what reason? For whose benefit? For the average Roman citizen? Absolutely not. It was this strange, misguided idea of an expansionist Rome. The same thing we have here, that everybody would want to be Roman. Well, now we're running into people that have their own ideas about the split, have their own ideas about how they want to be governed. And soon we will fall victim to the exact same fate of the Roman Empire. When the hordes came, when the barbarians came to the gate, when the barbarians stormed the gate, there was not enough people there to defend Rome. Only here in America, we are going to have a unique version of that history, because it's not that there aren't people here to defend Washington, D.C. or America. It's that our own elites are working both sides of the coin to let these people in willingly. Mayorkas, Biden, Kamala, Jean-Pierre, the entire Democrat liberal order there in D.C. and the Washington elite. These are the people that mean to undermine your citizenship. And I'm going to talk more about it throughout the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your guest host for the evening, Royce White, live from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I am not the great Alex Jones, but I've been entrusted with this two-hour block to fill in for the great Alex Jones, and it's an incredible honor. We're talking about World War III. We're on the verge of World War III, and some would say we're already in it. Some would say we've been in it for a long time. If nothing else, the InfoWars platform and Alex Jones's work is symbol of a war that we were already in and somewhat lost. And you could say that we lost that war with great utility. I said it on the show on my own podcast, Please Call Me Crazy, which you could find on YouTube a while back. We lost World War III. This isn't World War III. World War III was the institution of the post-World War II democratic liberal order, which was greatly a war of misinformation that many were lulled to sleep in. And we lost the war without ever being able to put up a fight. Alex Jones tried to put up a fight, and they called him a conspiracy theorist. They banned him from Twitter. And some of you who are all pro Elon Musk, who still won't let Alex Jones on Twitter, even though his work continues to be proven right as we go forward in history. These are the types of people who helped us lose that war. And sure, Twitter has become a little bit more conservative, has been, you know, a little bit less communist than it was before. And, you know, they always got to ease off the valve a little bit when the tyranny becomes too obvious, too overt. Especially where everybody's congregated, right? You know, the Twitter thing was getting a little too obvious because everybody was there. But the real tyranny that they won't let the pressure off of is a tyranny you don't see. And there is a tyranny you don't see. You know, there's a tyranny that remains in the shadows. And this war and this entire sort of foreign policy, this interventionist foreign policy, this neocon mentality is where the real hidden secret tyranny is taking place. And I have a lot of conservatives out there who are saying right now, hey, the Muslims are coming. The Muslims are coming. And guess what? It would appear that the Muslims are coming. In fact, when I see videos of what should be, per the narrative, South American and Central American refugees, and they are young military age men from Syria, I think to myself, wow, I guess the Muslims are coming. However, that being said, we have to have a very grown-up conversation now about what we do next. Yeah, because we can't fight a war everywhere and anywhere if we aren't even secure here in our own country. If our country's border isn't secure, how can we plan to hurl ourselves at the Middle East in a new forever war or continue there in the Ukraine? In a forever war that's been going on between the Russian Empire and Great Britain for hundreds of years, if not more. How can we possibly hope to win these fights? So my hope for you today is that you can understand the nuance of this matter enough to allow me to propose a way of thinking about this that could actually be, strategically feasible, even possible. I mean, is there anybody out there who gets their red, white, and blue theme song going, and they see those fighter jets and those battle cruisers and the carriers and the aircraft, you know, and you see them flying over Egypt, and you think to yourself, oh, the Middle East is about to find out why America doesn't have free health care. And you know, you get that emotion going in you. You can feel it. It's like, oh, America's going to roll in and kick ass again, right? Think again. You want to roll into a world war, another conflict? You want to hurl yourself at the Middle East while a president is in office who can't remember what day of the week it is? Have you people lost your minds? Have you completely lost all sense of reality? Is the PSYOP working that good? Is Alex Jones more right? Has he been proven more right than we ever could have imagined? Are our darkest and most ugly fears coming to fruition? Not about our elites being corrupt. Not about the politicians being corrupt. Not about there being an international and globalist cabal. All of those things are true. But the darkest fear in the American people's mind should be that our mind is so brainwashed, we are almost defenseless to the propaganda and rhetoric. We're going to roll in to the Middle East now and do a forever war. Not just with Iraq this time, right? Because, I mean, Iraq is still in shambles. Right? Iraq hasn't recovered from what we did before. I mean, we still have an ISIS sort of unquantifiable issue there in Iraq. Nobody knows what's going on in Iraq. Nobody knows what's going on in Syria. Syria's a failed state. You got the Kurds there. They got territory on three nation states. We don't know what's going on there. We don't know where they're going to fall. Obviously, Hezbollah's running Lebanon, and we don't know. And hey, they're making open threats. Now, who knows where they really fall on the deal? All of these Arab and Middle Eastern Muslim nations, you know, they talk loud. They talk a big game. And, yeah, they are probably involved in some coordinated effort to undermine the West per their own admission. But I wonder, I mean, I wonder just how aligned they really are. And by us providing a symbol, a rally point, a rally cry for them, we are actually playing into their hands or whatever force is behind them. And if that's Russia and China, or if that's a combination of Russia and China and some other player, whoever it is, as long as we continue to hurl ourselves at the Middle East, we provide the rally cry for what would otherwise be very self-interested, autocratic dictator type of leaders there in the Arab world. And so I've said on my podcast over the last couple of weeks, I've said on the show here on InfoWars the last few times I've been on, bring our boys home. Bring our boys home, regroup, stop defending the empire. They want us in these wars all over the world. Bring our boys home. Bring our boys home, regroup, secure the border. Let's deploy the United States Army. Let's deploy our soldiers to the southern border. To the entire border. All hands on deck on the border. And then some people would say, well, That would actually invite a sort of martial law type of militaristic presence here at home. Well, that's the position we put ourselves in when we stand watch of our own citizenship in this nation and let elites get into office who sell us out. I mean, we're open in so many ways. It's hard to find our way. You know, it's hard to find a direction now. Yeah, we may, in fact, enter into a time where to secure the border, things may become very militaristic. And that's a scary thought in and of itself. But what we can't do is get into a forever war there in the Middle East, continue a war with Russia, and potentially go to war with Taiwan while we have hordes of illegal immigrants coming into our own country. I mean, come on, guys. You know, don't let the John Woo and the Wild Wild West cowboy movies trick you into thinking that we can win a war like that. We cannot win a war that way. And over the next couple of hours, I'm going to try and explain a different way of thinking that you can take into this election cycle. Royce White here. Stay tuned for more.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I am not the great Alex Jones. I am Royce White here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, filling in for the great Alex Jones. And I want to do a little bit of business right here, take care of a little bit of business. As you know, the InfoWars machine is not funded by any of this elitist dark money. It is self-sustaining from you, the viewer. And we got a flash sale here. Brain Force Plus is now 60% off at InfoWars Store. Brain Force Plus is one of our highest rated and best-selling InfoWars life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day. This formula is loaded with natural compounds like gerbamate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you a major boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of Brain Force Plus is a 360 win. You get a super high quality nootropic, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. Visit InfoWars.com and get our bestseller Brain Force Plus for 60% off while supplies last. That's Brain Force, 60% off sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, now that we got the business out of the way, I would advise you all to do that. Look, Alex Jones is getting sued for $1 billion. He's the tip of the spear. And when somebody else gets sued for $1 billion, I'll go on their show. When the elites go out of their way to sue another man for $1 billion, I will gladly go on their show and fill in for them as well and help them sell products and do what they need to do to stay afloat, because obviously there's something very dangerous that Alex Jones has done. And you all know it, and some of you appreciate it, but I think many of us still have problems appreciating what others have sacrificed. And that's why I'm here to support Alex Jones for no other reason than he's the tip of the spear. I tell him it when I talk to him, and I wish him well, and we look forward to seeing him back on the show as soon as possible. Now let's get back to this war we're off into, huh? We're off into World War III, and the neocon mentality is pervasive as all get out. And see, this is how the Uniparty works. It works in both directions. It works on both sides of the coin. In one sense, they want to go to war with Russia. They want to fight in the Ukraine. They want to go to war with Russia in perpetuity, forever. I mean, a war with Russia is like the sine qua non of a forever war, man. You know, who's going to defeat the Russians? I don't know. I don't think it can be done. Putin certainly doesn't think it can be done. If the last year or so there in the Ukraine shows us anything, doesn't look like we're making much headway. I mean, it was 6 months ago that our elite said they wanted to take back Crimea, that victory against the Russians or in the Ukraine would be a total surrender or recapture of all the formerly held territory from the Ukrainian government. That hasn't happened. They can say they're making headway all they want, like Amy Klobuchar, for example, who last week said, look, the Ukrainians are winning. They're doing well. They're right on the brink. They just need more of your money is what they need. They need more of your support. They need more American soldiers, even special forces and other people there on the ground helping in the Ukraine. We all know it's true. It is what it is. OK, so they got you going on the Ukraine war, but a small little tiny portion, the silent majority, the MAGA movement, the conservative movement, the Republicans did not have the appetite for the war with Russia that our Democrat and liberal counterparts did. Right? I mean, they're all ideologically aligned since the days of the Great Game and the Atlantic Charter and the post-World War II Democratic Liberal Order with the Mika Brzezinskis and her dad, Zygmunt Yu, who have always been vehemently anti-Russian in their foreign policy, in their worldview. Hey, all of you weren't going to bite, right? The Ukraine war seemed a little too convenient, especially after we heard Russia, Russia, Russia from the Democrat elites and then found out, hey, Russia, Russia, Russia was really a scam, coordinated, conspired on by many members of the same intelligence community that now resides over those very same institutions. I mean, you couldn't write it up if you had the perfect amount of time and space and environment and calm to think up a story so succinct. But all of you weren't in on the Ukraine-Russia war. So, hey, who can resist a holy war? The neocon liberal order has always sort of wrapped itself in the religious right. The religious right. The neocons have always wrapped themselves in the religious right. And where many of you were not all in for war in the Ukraine, who can resist Israel? I mean, who can resist the Jews? And I love them. I mean, I don't have this kind of conservative right wing sort of animus or conspiratorial, attitude towards the Jews. And just like the great Alex Jones had to tell Nick Fuentes many times, yeah, we can point to a lot of Jews who do a lot of corrupt things, but I myself can point to a lot of black people who do a lot of corrupt things. And we can look at the Chinese or Russians or Ukrainians even, or, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And it's not just Ukrainians who happen to be Jewish like Zelensky, who, in fact, is in on the corruption, but the other people around in the Ukraine who aren't Jewish at all. And so, you know, this the Jews thing is really a sort of a caricature distraction from the very imminent danger that we all really face. And that's just the broad sword of corruption itself. And in this case, well, hey, it's a 2-for-1. Hey, we get to play the Jew card. And this is exactly what the neocon Democrat liberal order has played on us. All of you that weren't in for a war in the Ukraine, you got to double down on a war in Israel because, hey, it's a holy war. I mean, you know, and look, there are righteous and divine wars. And what Hamas did in Israel was just as despicable and evil as you could possibly imagine. And there are righteous and divine wars. And we may, in fact, have to fight a war for the future of this nation against what seems like a sort of Islamic revolution on the horizon. We may have to. It's possible. But in order to do so, we got to get very clear about how we're going to fight that war, when and where we're going to fight that war, who benefits, from us hurling ourselves at the Middle East right now, who benefits for this unlimited aid to Israel sort of mentality. Who benefits from saying nuke Gaza? Or, you know, we have been pulled with our alliance with Israel, with our love and protection, you could say, of the Jewish people. We have all been pulled across the line into what now is a war of propaganda. And if you all don't see it, you need to get outside your echo chamber and tune in to what the world thinks about this current conflict in Israel. All they see is the number. All they see is the death count. All they see are people there in Palestine or in Gaza who are outgunned militarily and technologically. And so as the narrative gets crafted, all they see is that America is helping Israel be, let's say, genocidal towards the Palestinians. And that is the narrative they're telling. And we make it pretty easy. I'm not going to lie. We make it pretty easy. I mean, I'm just going to be straight up with you. We're making it so easy. It's almost as if, again, the elites of our country are hell bent on destroying the West. Right. I mean, come on. We can't tell little brother Israel. We can't get, you know, rein them in. Right. No special forces. We're just going to bomb the entire place. What, they open up Rafah's crossing and let the Palestinians out? Now they're going to reorganize in the Sinai Peninsula there, and they're going to let Palestinians back in to Gaza after Hamas is destroyed. Just tell me how you're going to identify Hamas. Tell me the level of counterintelligence you would need to precisely identify Hamas as to make sure that they won't come back in whenever that time may come. How do you know they're not getting out now? How do you know you're even killing Hamas? Hamas isn't even concentrated in Gaza. A good majority of the Hamas leadership is abroad. There's Hamas leadership spread throughout the entire Middle East. We have to get very clear about this narrative, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. We're going to talk about it more here for this segment of the
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. and you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday afternoon. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as we face an invasion, what can only be described as an invasion of our country, of our southern border. And I said earlier, and I'll say it again, you know, I'm not one of these, the Muslims are coming. Look, you have a Second Amendment, right? And all of you right now better be getting real serious about what many use to caricature Alex Jones over the years. When he talked about 1776, when he talked about the importance of the Second Amendment, when he talked about bearing arms and it being the sole source of your freedom, we're now going to get a heavy dose of just how important that really is. And so before I paint any would-be enemy, threat, foreign or domestic, as a boogeyman, I remember our founding fathers and the utility of the Second Amendment. But all of us Americans have to get serious about it. We have to get serious about the Second Amendment. It's not just a political wedge issue. It's not just a talking point. It is the sole source. It is the fundamental source of our freedom here as American citizens. And the ability to be able to defend ourselves, our freedom, that citizenship, against any would-be enemy, foreign or domestic. So we're facing an invasion. And look, I'm not one to say the Muslims are coming. The Muslims are coming. In fact, I meet a lot of Muslims here in the, you know, great state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities who are absolutely appalled by Democrat policies, by their own admission. And I don't think that every Muslim from here to Indonesia is in on this plot to subvert and undermine the West. But I think there are people who are directly involved with sinister plots. And then I think there are people who are unknowingly involved in sinister plots. And ultimately, when you break down the real nature of this invasion, it's not that, you know, maybe it is that all of these Muslims are being led in the country for a sort of sleeper cell attack in the near future. But do they really need to do that? I mean, the Islamic faith for many is quite the calling card, quite the rally point of ideological belief. And it has always been extremely anti-Western, and for some good reason. And this is why many of the America First movement, many in the MAGA movement say we openly denounce the war in Iraq, the both wars in Iraq, what we did in Libya, what we did there in Afghanistan. All we did was add fuel to the fire. We added fuel to a fire that was already juxtaposed, already in opposition of our fundamental and core beliefs. Why are we trying to go give a democracy and Christianity suppository to a country or an area full of people who fundamentally think different than we do? Why is that a good use of our time? Why is it a good use of our time now? What's the plan there in the Middle East? Is somebody going to tell me? Are one of the, you know, I wasn't educated at West Point or Yale or, you know, one of these Atlanticist universities, Harvard, or, you know, the Chicago School of the Chicago Business School or whatever. I wasn't educated at one of these places. One of these neocon, neoliberal universities, you know, one of these higher institutions of learning, of interventionist foreign policy. So maybe I'm just a little off here, but I seem to be missing where anybody's going to come to the podium, come to the stage, under the spotlight, to the microphone and say, here's how we're going to do it. Here's how we're going to win. This is what it's going to look like. I fail to hear that. Does anybody else fail to hear that? Just feel free to drop it in the comments. I always like to know, am I talking to an audience that's seeing the same sort of thing I'm seeing? Yeah, we're all riled up. Yeah, Putin is the new enemy. He's the devil. When that fails, when you can't get enough out of the Putin boogeyman, you can always go to the Muslim boogeyman. I mean, that's just right for the picking.
Right.
And everybody's on board, right? We're going to give unlimited money, unlimited support, more weapons to our little brother there, Israel, huh? I mean, how? How do we do it? Somebody tell me. And then they say, oh, well, you know, Israel doesn't need our help. They just need us to stay out of their way. Really? Oh, they don't need our help? Well, then why are we sending them more money? Why are we sending them more weapons? Obviously, they do need our help. Well, why is our, why is the Ford cruising into the Mediterranean? Why are our special forces having to stand up the IDF commando units? Why are we having to lead the raids into the tunnels in Gaza if they don't need our help? Our boys are in the line of fire once again. Why is it? Hopefully, pray. Pray. Be relentless in your prayer that Turkey doesn't get involved. Now, I don't really think that Turkey will get involved. I think they're just blowing smoke, but you never know. I mean, we're at that kind of tipping point right now. You know, if you ever, you know, see a penny or a quarter spin, and as it starts to waver and it may fall, it kind of wobbles and tilts, and you can't really make heads or tails of it. We're at that point right now in our international, in our geopolitical situation. Sure, we would like to think when it comes to Turkey, the heart of Turkey always, the heart of the Turk always yearns for Vienna. We would love to think that, you know, that is the conventional wisdom around Turkey. That the eye of Turkey longs for Vienna. But Erdogan is certainly a return to a more Islamic-based governance leadership there in Turkey. And when you see Erdogan, now they said he stood before a million people. I'm pretty good with eyeballing crowds and numbers. Didn't look like a million people. Maybe 50,000. Maybe 75,000 people. Looked like an entire soccer stadium worth of people there that he was preaching in front of. And he made no, he was unashamed, unabashed in saying, this is East versus West. This is the moon versus the cross. This is the crescent versus the cross. And you got to think to yourself, and I always go back to this. Do I agree with any of these Muslim leaders of these Muslim countries? Do I believe with the fundamental tenets of Islam? No, I'm a Christian. Okay. So where we're going to have disagreements is kind of obvious, man. But does that mean I'm going to think this is all of their own doing and not understand how our own elites have played into this sort of military, this global military scam on both sides of the aisle? More so the neocons even than the neoliberals. The neoliberals are pacifist cucks like they always are. They want to try and work out some peace agreement where they let 17 million military age Middle Eastern people into the country. Because, hey, if the country collapses, better for them anyway, right? I mean, at bottom, they're Marxists anyway. They'll drop back into the crowd and try and blend in with their BLM and Antifa masks as they hold up signs of Che Guevara and the hammer and sickle, which isn't too far off these days from the moon and crescent there in the Middle East. So, you know, we know how the neoliberals are going to do it. They're going to fade into the background and try and blend in the crowd. And the neocons, they're going to try and go out in a blaze of glory, right? They're going to shoot their way to the top. They're going cowboy. Oh, right. Good old American cowboy. Yeehaw! Let's go to war with the Muslims. But didn't we just lose a war there in the Middle East? If my accounting is somewhat accurate, I would say that we just lost a war there in Afghanistan not too long ago. And we have the same exact man in office in the seat of commander-in-chief right now that we had then, and his cognitive ability has only deteriorated from that time. It's only gotten worse. The man's 100 years old. His brain's not going to get better. And we got a year left. And, oh, don't get it twisted. They plan on, they will cheat, as they're showing through the legal system and lawfare, to make sure that no competent leader will be able to have a say in the West's decline through this war. Right. So maybe Turkey is aligned with the Muslims. Maybe Turkey's just selling wolf tickets. But if Turkey does get involved, if Hezbollah gets involved, if Jordan or one of these other neighboring Arab nations gets involved, if in fact Iran gets involved, you can't tell me that America's not going to send our boys to back up Israel. You can't tell me that. There's no way you can tell me we're not sending our sons and daughters to defend this nation, the nation of Israel. And what does that mean? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for a draft? You know, we got so many transsexuals in the United States military. Surely we're going to need a draft, or else we're going to lose. Stay tuned for more on the other side of the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.